Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Wednesday, the 2nd of November. Sun is in Scorpio, ruled by Pluto. And planets are saying,
gosh, this transformation stuff is intense.
Yeah, planets.
Assorted lunars again.
And
while the desire to hang on to a program, notion, position, etc. for dear life, even in the face of obvious hints that it might not be that good for you or your job or your romance or your family ties, is understandable. In this climate, you will get further faster if your response to assorted recommendations is more along the lines of, interesting, maybe, let's see, than no way, absolutely out of the question, don't even think about it. Also, you probably want to accept assistance irrespective of its packaging. Coming very soon, possibly during the next week, you should have a much, much better idea of where the relevant parties stand on the relevant projects and whether you tolerate their position, share their vision, are down with their judgment, enjoy their company, and can bear being in the same room with them. One caveat, however, given current influences, you may find yourself fielding offers to demonstrate your loyalty, fealty, and undying devotion by participating in events or taking steps that, truth be told, you can't quite remember signing on for when you vaguely alluded to or discussed these last. Excusing or recusing yourself is a viable option, provided it is done graciously.
Okay, signs particularly affected by these assorted lunars.
Scorpio, Aquarius, Gemini, Cancer.
And if one's birthday is 2nd of November.
The good news, your latest plan for transforming a personal, commercial, or economic arrangement or situation could be the best one yet. That said, before you drop what you're doing like the proverbial hot potato, jump on the new horse, and giddy up into the sunset, you are strongly encouraged to conduct enough research to verify that it is indeed as potentially profitable and appealing as it looks.
Okay, so just do it. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.